I was told to volunteer on a suicide hotline. One time I had somebody who was actually suicidal on the phone. It became clear to me that his goal was to die while I was on the phone. So I only had one move, and I was to hang up the phone. It's something that my Israeli brothers and sisters discovered a long time ago, and they call it the killing journey. And if somebody's actually going to commit an act of violence, they envision how it's going to go step by step all along the way. So your job then is to disrupt the journey. You know, take the ending away from them, which is why, you know, you catch a suicide bomber on the way to the location. If they get to the location, the chances they're going to blow themselves up is very high. Mm-hmm. If you have a verbal interdiction while they're on the way, the chances of them not killing themselves is much higher because it's disrupted the killing journey. So he literally says to me, I want to die while I'm on the phone with you. I hung up, he called back, we're talking again, and I kept saying, like, look, if you talk with me, I'll stay on the line. I never had anybody kill themselves on the line.